as a scorner. And you read that a great deal. If you read in the Old Testament, you read about the scorner. If you've had the practice of reading through the Proverbs, if you read a proverb for the day, you have acquainted yourself with the scorner. You know when the Lord is talking about the scorner, who he is talking about. So, what is criticism? Or to judge another individual? It is to set yourself up as judge or myself up as judge. It is to interpret the motive of the heart, and only God can do that. Gwen has been reminding me quite a lot lately that I cannot read people's minds when I think I can. I think I know what they're thinking. And she reminds me often that you cannot read their mind. Oh yeah, I can. But I can't read their mind, and neither can you. Only God can interpret what the motive was. Only God can interpret what is on the heart. The scorner in the Old Testament is the one who set himself up as the judge. Listen to these verses in Proverbs 1:22. The scorners delight in their scorning. Here's someone who gets their kicks out of criticizing others. This has come to a place in our society when kids take their life over other kids criticizing them. The Bible's always thought it was a serious deal when we criticize someone. Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Look at this with me in the book of Romans, the 14th chapter. Look at verse 10. Romans 14, verse 10. Why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore. How clear can you get? Let us not therefore judge one another anymore. You see, the Lord never gives us a place to judge someone else. But judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. In Matthew 5 and verse 7, the Bible says that the merciful shall, can you help me with that? Shall find mercy. The merciful shall find mercy. Now, we forget this. I forget it. But I'm telling you, I need mercy. I need mercy. But I've got a hunch that you need mercy also. That you need mercy also. Think about that scale. Can you imagine that scale? And that's the way the Lord says that He judges us. God judges us by our own standard. Verse 1, verse 2 of Matthew 7.